Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of progress notes and medical review for comprehensive counseling and cooperation. Date of evaluation for all these patients is February 13, 2026. There are 9 patients. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is Gay Frances, GAYE FRANCES. Her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Frances is a 50-year-old married African-American female living at 8033 East 10 Mile Road, Apartment 1124, Central Line, Michigan 48015. Subjective and objective error. Frances was cooperative, was happy, elated about having a Valentine day tomorrow and wanted me to congratulate her. Period. She described that she is doing all right. She wanted to know when she get an injection for another Abilify. I indicated that staff will inform her when she has to come here. I further explained that this time she is going to get Abilify SM2FII 950 mg/3.2 ml intramuscularly, and thereafter she will get every 2 months, and during this injection I will gradually wean her off from the oral doses of Abilify. The oral doses was given because patient was refusing to go for injection. However, she agreed. She has been doing good, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal or homicidal thoughts. There was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. She described she is going to work. She was calm, quiet, and appropriate, having good interaction. Assessment of schizoaffective disorder, symptomatically stable. Plan continue on Abilify 20 mg at bedtime. Start on Abilify's SM2FII injection this month and will be repeated every 2 months. Patient was explained risk, benefit, side effect, and the advantage of this long-term injection, to which she agreed. Next evaluation, on Wisniewski, W-I-S-N-I-E-W-S-K-I, Marilyn, M-A-R-L-Y-N-N-E. Her date of birth is 8/14/1965. Telephone number is 616-386-7723. Her date of evaluation is February 13, 2026. Subjective agita. Marilyn was cooperative, but complaining of increased depression and anxiety. She describes she constant having tingling sensation in her ringing sensation in her ear. She does not know whether it is a part of tinnitus. Also, has been having trouble in sleep and gets panic, anxiety, and not able to sleep. I further discuss that I have suggested in the past also that she has to be seen by a neurologist, as she has a closed head injury and having a head concussion, to make sure that it is not the part of the problem. I further discuss, since he is not sleeping with the trazodone 50 mg daily, she has to, sometimes she can take 2 tablets if she has any issues, but she has continued with the hydroxyzine 50 mg TID, Zoloft 100 mg daily, which I have increased during last evaluation, and also Buspirone 10 mg BID, PJ. I have discussed with her several options, but the first option she has to be seen by neurologist to make sure that her neurological workup is normal. Secondly, I further discussed that I am going to discontinue her Buspirone and will start on Remeron 15 mg at bedtime, which in combination with the Zoloft may help her anxiety, depression, and also help in sleep. Risk, benefit, side effect, I explained. I also discussed that I would, she has to be consistent with the appointment. Patient was handicapped that she is not driving, but she is living with a roommate who can drive to go to the doctor's appointment. Period. Patient agreed and will follow with the plan. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. No, her insight and judgment has been improved, although she has been preoccupied with the anxiety and sleep problem. I further discussed that she should not watch TV all night long. Assessment, major depressive disorder with anxiety, poor sleep with period of anxiety, ringing sensations in her ear, rule out tinnitus. Recommendation, discontinue Buspirone. Start on Remeron 15 mg at bedtime. Follow up with neurologist. Prognosis got it. Next solution, on Bozine Nevenica, B-O-Z-I-N, Nevenica, N-E-V-E-N-K-A. Her date of birth is 4/2/1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Date of evaluation is February 13, 2026. Subject was Nevenica is a 76-year-old married Caucasian female, has been in treatment for chronic depression and anxiety. Patient has been doing very well on duloxetine 20 mg daily and clonopin 0.5 mg on a PRN basis. She described that the current medication has changed her life. She is very happy, very good and doing good. Her husband also agreed that she has been doing very well and has been getting along well and has been productive at home and not crying or having an anxiety episodes. I further explain the risk and benefit of the side effect and discuss not to take too much clonopin as it is sometimes may cause masking of the cognitive functioning. But she can use on a PRN basis, that's fine. PR2 is agreed. Assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic with no anxiety or panic attack. Continue with the clonopin 0.5 mg. At bedtime PRN and duloxetine 20 mg daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Next solution on Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E, Paul, P-A-U-L. Date of evaluation is February 13, 2026. Telephone number is 586-612-7330. Date of birth is 12/5/1980. Subjective object error. Paul is a 45-year-old single Caucasian male living at 13154 Balfour, Balfour Drive, Warren, Michigan, 48098. Reported that he has been doing very well. The Adderall changed his life. He is more productive, more attentive, more organized at work program and also at home. He is not disorganized in any activity, can focus and in communication and compliance with the medication he described. Medication has been helping. He is alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian male. Mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought process organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thought, no auditory visual hallucinations, or any positive feeling. Patient has been productive and has been happy with the current treatment. Assessment, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Continue with the Adderall XR 20 mg daily. Risk benefit side effect was explained. Follow appointment given 30 days end of dictation. Next solution is Carfone, Scarfone, Brian. His date of birth is 2/26/1994. Telephone number is 313-316-5362. Subject to agita, Brian is a 31-year-old married Caucasian male who has been in treatment for chronic anxiety and depression and has been doing well on buspirone 10 mg BID, venlafaxine 150 mg daily, and trazodone 50 mg at bedtime. Also, he is taking ativan 0.5 mg on a PRN basis. He was alert, oriented. His mood was euthymic. Affect was present. Speech was clear. Thought passes were organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. He was having a question whether the current medications can interfere with his with the pregnancy of his wife, as he wants to have a baby. I explained him that so far I have not heard any literature which affect these medications in with the conception. However, he has to be he should avoid lorazepam and other medications. I don't think having any problem, to which he agreed. He was alert and oriented. His mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought was organized. No irritability and agitation. Assessment: generalized anxiety disorder, major depressive disorder, chronic, symptomatically stable. Continue with the current medication. 30-day supply was ordered. Resmetirom, which side effects were slim. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next version, Anmauri Thompson, M-A-U-R-I, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth is 9-3-1973. Telephone number is 313-766-8192. Date of evaluation is February 13, 2026. Subjective agita. Mauri is a 52-year-old single Caucasian African-American female, mother of a daughter, currently having difficulty to deal with the anxiety, depression, and mood swings. However, she has been she started working at a school, but she does not get any insurance or any pension. Therefore, she took this job as a part-time and started working as a Salvation Army, where she is involved in detoxification, therapy, and other medication review and the treatment. She described the current plan has been working, and she likes to work in Salvation Army. Patient has been on Ritalin long-acting 20 mg daily for ADHD and Trintellix 20 mg daily for depression and propranolol 10 mg BID for anxiety. She described the current medication has been helping her. She is alert and oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought passes organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thought, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceived feeling. Judgment sight is good. Patient described that since her insurance does not cover current medication, but is still paying from her pocket to get the medication, as the medication has been helping a lot. PM. Assessment: attention deficit disorder, major depressive disorder, history of post-traumatic stress disorder. Plan: continue with the current medication. A 30-day supply of the medications was ordered. Prognosis fair. This kind of depression. Next solution: Salsa Randall, S. Salsa, S. H. A. L. Y. S. A. Salsa Randall, R. A. N. D. A. L. L. Is a date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Subjective agita. Salsa is a 36-year-old married Caucasian female, living with her husband and two kids at 16328 Curtis Street, Roseville, Michigan, 48066. She is working in attorney office. She was quite happy and pleasant and described the current medication has been helping her. She is more focused, more organized, and everything she write it down so that she complete the work. She is not taking any Lexapro. But be it, she was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. Patient has been taking amphetamine 20 milligrams, one tablet twice a day. There was no side effect of the medication. Patient was cooperative, attentive. There was no irritability and agitation. Judgment sight has improved. Patient has been compliant with the milieu and the treatment. Assessment: attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Symptomatically stable, more organized, in work activity and home, day-to-day activity at home, taking care of her kids. She breathes. She does not overwhelm with the situation. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next solution, Anna Inucci, her date of birth is 3/12/1954, telephone number is 586-843-4154, subject line Ajita. Anna is a 71-year-old, single, Caucasian female, living in a senior apartment at 17195 Fraser Wood Drive, Fraser, Michigan, 48026. Subjective agenda. Patient described this last night. She did not sleep. She go to sleep around 5 o'clock. All night long, she wake up. I asked the reason for such a issue or the problem, as she was doing very well before. She described she does not know. I further explained that if it happened occasionally one day, should not worry about thing. Think about the thing which might be interfering in her sleep. To she agrees. She was also encouraged. She has to make a routine, go to the bed on time and wake up in the morning on the time. Be not to drink any coffee or any food during the bedtime. P.F. To she agrees. She has been taking melatonin, 3 milligram, 3 tablet at bedtime. Lamotrigine 50 milligram in the morning and lamotrigine 200 milligram at bedtime. She describes she has substance supply of the medication, but I explain her that I am going to write a refill in case she need. I will be seeing her after March 20th. To which she agreed. She was cooperative, appropriate, attentive. After interaction and communication, her mood become uplift and she start feeling better. I also indicate that right now weather is getting improved. She should spend some time in sunlight and try to eat energetic food rather than eating a sandwich in the morning. She has to go with her daughter to buy some grocery. Will improve her intake. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder. Okay, period of poor sleep. Continue with the current plan. Status post left knee replacement, left hip surgery. Continue with the pain. Current pain medication at night time. Prognosis guarded. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. This is the end of dictation, and altogether we are 9. Okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.